This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail right now for delivery today, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, we thank them all for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. And a special shout-out this morning goes to my buddy Mark, who is up in Adam right now. We appreciate you, and you can have a great day. And to my buddy, my other buddy named Mark, up in Atlanta, Georgia, Mark Walters, host of the Armed American Radio Show, who is out doing something, didn't tell me what, but he said, "Good morning, Captain." So I'm saying good morning back to him. And also to Lynn up in Cape Cod, retired U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant. Okay, now to the phone lines, and Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though there's some people out there that would beg to differ with you. Now, today, Mr. Ron, is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11.
Yes, it's going to be a great recognition of that accomplishment. They refurbished the headquarters there, and it's truly one of the great achievements of our nation. When we went to the moon, and I think that it's very fitting that they've decided to really recognize it, and they refurbished the headquarters, the control headquarters.
Yeah, in Houston. And by the way, Buzz Aldrin will be there, which is great. He's in his 80s, but just to see him floating around there, and he still looks like he could get an aircraft and fly it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, and good morning, Flip. Flip is chiming in. He's going, Ron Edwards.
Good morning, Flip.
Yep. All right. Now, the other thing we need to talk about, even though I don't want to, but I have to, is the president issued a new executive order. I don't know how long it's going to stand because the ACLU has promised to sue to have this stop very quickly. But the president has issued a new executive order about asylum protections that will effectively end the way asylum is being handled right now for most migrants at the southern border.
Well, I think, in my opinion, the president has no choice but to go this route, because he's been asking since soon after being elected for Congress to enact some laws in regards to the asylum issue. And until that is straightened out permanently, you'll have the situation where just people will just show up at the border claiming asylum. And by the way, I thought that they had already been in place laws that if someone were escaping a nation, and let's say Guatemala, and they were in Mexico, and Mexico offered them asylum or opportunities or whatever, that they were legally supposed to stop in that nation.
That is correct, but they aren't doing it, and no one was enforcing it, because asylum seekers, migrants who go through a third country before heading to the U.S. must first apply for asylum in that country, and they can only head to the U.S. border if their request is denied. Now, there are very few exceptions, such as victims of human trafficking and people that come from a what's called a safe third country, where they've already made the agreement there in their home country, so they can come right up to the border and come in, and their asylum thing is already in the works.
You know, I think it's a pretty sad state of affairs when you have officials in this country that are more animate about protecting people that want to come in this country through asylum or whatever, even if the claims are false. They're more adamant about protecting those people than about protecting our sovereignty from being overrun by too many people coming across the border illegally.
Sign of the times, looking for votes. Sign of the times, they've been able to get their point across with the schools and whatnot, the younger people. They believe that we need to take care of these people that are coming here, you know, take in your sick, you're hungry, whatever the expression goes. Plus, we got a whole bunch of churches involved in this. I think you know that, pretty much led by the Catholic Church, which is right at the front end of the line helping these people get into this country.
Yeah, this is another sad state of affairs when you have many churches. Lutherans are also involved. I believe the Baptists, not the Southern Baptists, but the other Baptists are
correct.
Also involved in this.
Yep.
It's a tragic thing, in my opinion. While you have many Americans on the streets, homeless in cities like Los Angeles and elsewhere throughout this great country. Very sad state of affairs.
Now, the immigration executive order, like just about every other thing that the president's put out there, is going to be challenged in court. As I said, the ACLU has already signaled it's going to sue the government for reversing our company's legal and moral commitment to protect those fleeing danger. That's from the ACLU. We'll wait. We'll see what happens. All right, hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we got more things to talk about. And the squad, yep, the squad is going to be up on deck.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody. You know that I am all about Moss Family Automotive because they are simply the best automobile dealer I've ever done business with in all my years of buying literally, 100 vehicles, including fire engines and different equipment for the rescue service. But let me tell you something. You can now shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership. You'll pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. And that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida. And they're your home, original home, 24/7, 365 of You Serve, You Save. Now, that's a program that saves all active duty military and veterans, plus first responders, active or retired, and their 911 operators, too, a ton of money. And now, you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, if you make a deal with them and you told me captain sent you, you're going to get an extra $500 knocked off the price of your vehicle. So you got to remember that. Tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Zone Book. Good morning.
Good morning.
I almost said the crew. The squad, okay. Ilhan Omar is more patriotic than you are. Don't believe me? Just listen. She's about to tell you.
Something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't. Don't gas. It is that I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had why just be American? Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great.
Now, I got a problem with what she just said, because she's also said that she does not want to assimilate to the American way of life.
I join you on that, sir. That's part of what's going to be part of my statement as well. And if America was so not great, why in the world would she want to come here and be allowed here and to run for office, have authority now, and tell me if I'm wrong, but since she has been in office, the majority of statements that I've heard come from her mouth have been condemnatory against this country. And by the way, last night I saw a little clip from an interview that she recently had done, and she was basically sarcastically disparaging the United States, and at the same time uplifting Hamas, and I think it was another terrorist organization, I can't remember, but I do remember.
Probably Hezbollah.
Talking about how when people say Hamas, their chest goes up, or, you know, they expand or whatever she was saying. But when they say the United States or whatever, they don't do that. Mm-hmm. And she was laughing. And the lady has been nothing but, in my opinion, anti-American since she's got.
Well, she made one other statement, too, and I'll throw this in here before I get to the caller that's there. She said that President Trump is the worst, most corrupt and inept president we've ever seen, and she talked about his corruption and talked about his lies that have been proven and talked about his colluding with a foreign government. I guess she didn't read the Mueller report, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I want to take this call and find out what's going on. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
What's your thought?
My thought is, since we take these people in over the border or something, is it possible that, like other, they come in as a crime, is it possible that we could charge them for their detention and stuff like that eventually when they do? And that's what I was saying is we could the cost of their confinement and all that kind of
send
stuff.
Send them a bill, you mean? Charge them for to keep them here in this country. Okay, we'll answer that in a minute. All right, thanks, Bob.
One other thing I want to say.
What's that?
There's a guy on YouTube called Nothing Fancy, and he really had a great video. It's a philosophy video called Without Rule of Law. What to do with societal collapse. I just wanted to recommend that and thought that was a really great video.
All right.
Anyway.
Good for you. Thank you very much. All right. And, Ron, should we charge these people? And how could we charge these people if they're not citizens of the United States to come here? I don't think we could. I mean, what are they going to pay it with? Their good looks?
Absolutely. Most of them coming over here don't have the money to pay for a candy bar.
We can only charge maybe the country they came from.
Yeah.
Now, there's an idea.
Yeah, that's another idea, but I think we should stick to the original idea that they're here illegally.
Correct.
And they should be just booted out. We have to, once again, remember that we are a sovereign nation, and we should start electing officials into office that understand our sovereignty and want to protect our sovereignty. And if you come into this country illegally and you don't want to do things the right way, you should be simply escorted out of the country. And it should be just that high. And it's not about racism. They called Donald Trump a racist because of something that he had said recently or whatever in tweets and verbally. But it's about protecting the country. We do have a right to be the United States of America and to protect our own sovereignty. That, my friends, is not racist.
Well, I'm going to play at the bottom of the hour Lindsey Graham and what he had to say about all of this. Because he had some very good comments that he made on Fox yesterday, and people need to hear what he said, because I'm sure a lot of people listening right now did not hear because they were obviously at work or whatnot. But he laid it right on the line yesterday. I mean, he really did.
Yeah, he said he told Trump to aim higher too. I guess that's in regards to the tweeting thing, and not to get down in the weeds with them. And I get that. But the president has been under attack from these ladies from day one. And you know, he gets under your skin after a while. You're going to respond. He's only human. And it's a disgrace. And this is only my opinion, but I feel it's a real disgrace, and it sheds a real bad light on our country that these four women are even elected, that we would even elect.
Well, here's what's keeping them going. There's only four of them. They have four votes in the Congress, period.
Sure.
Their compadres are not saying anything against them or with them or nothing. They're just being quiet, which is wrong, in my opinion. Nancy Pelosi should say, hey, you've had your day, you had enough, sit down, be quiet, go sit in the corner. That's just my opinion. But what they're going by is those four women that stood up on that stage yesterday have 4.5 million Twitter followers total. What they were catering to was their followers on Twitter, thinking that that's this big base that's going to support them and support the Democrats coming up here in 2020. But a lot of those Twitter followers are not even eligible to vote.
Yeah, because I think they're young people.
Right. That's right.
Slap happy young people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who don't know nothing and got that mixed up. So you're right. So that may prove to be...
That's their downfall.
Yeah, their downfall can come on their next election cycle. So
when I play Lindsey Graham here just in a few minutes... people are going to hear exactly what Lindsey had to say, and Lindsey totally agrees with me as far as the more they let them talk, let these people talk. They're not doing themselves any favors, and here comes the music in my ear, so I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you again on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and caller, hang on. I'll be right to you. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says he is unconcerned about criticism of his tweets. He tells reporters at a White House event celebrating products made here in the States that many people agree with me. The president tweeting over the weekend about the squad of four freshman progressive congresswomen, including AOC. He says if they don't like it here, they can leave.
These are people that hate our country. Hey, John, they hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion. Now, it's possible I'm wrong. The voter will decide.
Now, the four progressive lawmakers holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, AOC telling reporters,
no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone. And today, that notion, that very notion, was challenged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Captain Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. In a nation that tries to instill unearned self-esteem in its children, it sure lacks in the effort to protect them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. According to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, a child protection bill with broad bipartisan support is under fire by Google because the Child Protection Bill would hold the Silicon Valley tech giants accountable for their alleged complicity in allowing underage children to be abused and sex trafficked via other platforms, specifically against underage children. There are many, including certain tech companies, that profit from child sex trafficking. If passed, the Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act would amend the Communications Decency Act established in 1934. Many believe that big tech companies like Google would no longer be shielded from liability for sex crimes committed on their platforms, specifically against underage children. Perhaps if children were deemed valuable enough to be protected from murder in and outside of the womb, maybe they would have already been more protected from pedophilers and sex traffickers. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on AmericanMatters.us. And six.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, today, Tuesday, we'll have some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. The winds will start out this morning out of the southeast. They'll be gusting up to 10 knots. This afternoon, they'll calm down and we'll have a sea breeze out of it. This morning, the seas start out 2 to 3 feet. Then we'll have a light chop later this afternoon. Gulf water temperature at 88 degrees. Bay water temperature at 87. High tide 4:31 a.m. Low tide 6:59 a.m. And the temperatures today will be in the 90s. The heat index will be around 100 to 102. And it'll be warm all around the area. So what better place to be than in a Freedom Boat Club boat? Well, let me just tell you. Now, you can't think of no better place to be. And when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they have over 185 locations located in the USA, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports with 2 more coming soon. Now, for the present time, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. And if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 of your one-time membership fee for a total of a deduction of $1,500. Now, after you pay the remainder of the membership fee, all you pay after that is a monthly fee. You just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, you're off for a day of fun on the water, bring the keys back, hand it to them, you are done. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, including Canada. So check them out online by going to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you to save you even more money. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. They are a great organization. And gee whiz, what the heck's going on here? Holy smokes. He's saying he woke up to a flooded house. Good God, Flip. Are you in the low section of New Orleans or something? What's going on? I didn't think your property was that bad off over there, but I guess maybe it is. All righty. Lindsey Graham. Okay. Lindsey Graham. Let's listen to what he had to say yesterday.
I want to ask you a question about the election, because there are a lot of polls that say if the election were tomorrow, the president wouldn't win. What does the president need to do to ensure a win?
Make sure it's not tomorrow. So, he's got to win. If he'll just, Mr. President, you're going to win. Just knock it down a notch.
In what way?
Well, we all know that AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're calling the guards along our border, the Border Patrol agents, concentration camp guards. They accuse people who support Israel of doing it for the Benjamins. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-America. Don't get them. Aim higher. We don't need to know anything about them personally. Talk about their policies.
Senator, those tweets were negative.
I think they're American citizens who are duly elected that are running on an agenda that is disgusting, that the American people will reject. Talk about what it means for America to have free health care for illegal immigrants and no criminalization of coming into the country. See how that works for controlling immigration. Their ideas, they're anti-Semitic. They talk about the Israeli state if they're a bunch of thugs, not victims of the entire region. They wanted to impeach Trump on day one. They're socialist. They're anti-Semitic. They stand for all the things that most Americans disagree with. Make them the face of the future of the Democratic Party. Senator, you will destroy the Democratic Party.
It sounds like you're saying the president went too far with these.
I just don't think you aim higher. You don't need to. They're American citizens. They won an election. Take on their policies. The bottom line here is this is a diverse country. But, you know, Bernie Sanders told Nancy Pelosi to lighten up on him. Has anybody been upset about what Bernie said? Her chief of staff called every Democrat who agreed with their policies segregationists.
Moderates. Called really moderate.
Well, but they said they were like the Democratic segregationists of the 60s. They called Nancy Pelosi out for being critical because they're people of color. Not one person said, is going to beat up Bernie today. Mr. President, you're right about their policies. You're right about where they'll take the country. Just aim higher.
Do you think he's going to do that? Do you think he can do that?
You know, I talked to him a while ago. I said, you're a good commander-in-chief. ISIS has been destroyed. Our economy is humming. You're trying to get control of a broken immigration system. Their policies will destroy this country. Focus on what they want to do for America and to America and compare it with what you've done. Don't get personal. Don't take the bait. This is not about a person. It is about a country. It's about a set of ideas. They're on the wrong side of the future.
Now, I don't have any problem with what Lindsey Graham had to say. He's definitely headed in the right direction. But here's the problem with what the president did, and I think he needs to stop tweeting, you know, one time maybe, but not over and over again, because Nancy Pelosi has indicated that there will be a vote soon in the House of Representatives, a move designed to put Republicans on the record about their feelings on the president's tweet after few GOP lawmakers thus far have defended him. And they're playing a game. They're playing a political game. It's not one that's going to go favorably, if you will, towards the Republicans. But if Donald Trump can just be quiet and let these people keep talking and let them bury themselves in their own words, he'd be a lot better off. Now, that's just my opinion of things at the moment. And by the way, Joe Biden is probably in trouble with his party. He's saying that it may be as good, you may like it as well, but the transition to dropping $300 million on a new plan, I think, is kind of a little risky at this point. Instead, he is pushing Obamacare. Though even though the dared using the line, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. And he did. He did say that. But he's pushing Obamacare over Medicare for all. We'll see how that works out. And get this. Omar came out and said, I think it's beyond time. It's beyond time to ask Muslims to condemn terrorists. We are no longer going to allow the dignification of such a ridiculous, ridiculous statement. Really? Really? Am I the only one that gets where they're coming from with even asking a statement? Wow. Isn't that something? Unbelievable, these people and what their game is right now. All right, we'll be right back with more final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number one last time. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this final portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my very good friends down there in Sarasota, and that would be Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. Look for that great big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, with the American flag too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by the store, check out Jill and the gang at the store. They'd be happy to talk to you and say howdy howdy. You can also wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out there. More than likely, at least one of them will have Kevin driving it. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door even wider for you. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio is out in Iowa. New York City has a major power failure. Now, Con Edison is saying, well, something failed. You know, I'll get into that in a minute. But let's listen to what de Blasio had to say when he was questioned about, well, why weren't you in New York when this was going on?
Let me ask you, though, a lot of questions about what happened on Saturday. Can you explain to us in layman's terms why Midtown went dark on Saturday night?
Absolutely, Joe. So this is the first serious blackout we've had in 13 years in this city. It went on for about 5 hours. About 70,000 customers were affected. And then Con Ed was able to restore the power. Something went wrong in one of the transmission stations. We're going through a full investigation with Con Ed to understand it and make sure it doesn't happen again. But to your previous point, when you're chief executive of the nation's largest city, 8.6 million people, one of the capitals of the world, these kind of things have to be dealt with. And I got together with my team. We made sure that all the first responders were right there, and they did an incredible job. FDNY, NYPD, emergency management, they did their job beautifully. And people got the help they needed, and it was over in 5 hours. And when you're chief executive, you have to make sure the right people are in place and they're doing the right things, and folks did a great job. And New Yorkers are resilient. And that's the other thing to remember here. New Yorkers take these things. They do right by each other. They support each other. People are directing traffic, helping each other out. And I have to tell you, every time there's a challenge, there's some adversity, New Yorkers step up.
Yeah, and they certainly did this time as well. So what do you take of the criticism people have aimed at you? The New York Times this morning claimed that you, quote, dithered. You saw the two tabloid headlines there. What more could you have done? You were in Iowa, didn't know this was going to happen. What more could you have done that you did not do when you were out of town?
Joe, again, when you're a chief executive, it doesn't matter where you are. You're in charge of your team and making sure people are executing the plan. Obviously, the fire department, the police department, emergency management prepare for situations like this. The important thing was to get the right people in the right place. And folks did follow that plan, and that's why it was handled. Not a single injury, a five-hour duration. Anyone who was having a problem, our first responders reached. So the bottom line is I got information, had to make decisions, had to make sure people were doing the right thing. And that's something that I have to do wherever I am, and any chief executive has to do. And honestly, if you're a chief executive, you understand the world differently than if you're a legislator, for example. God bless legislators. But I'm responsible every time to make sure that if there is a crisis, it's responded to. As I said, it's been 13 years since the serious blackout. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. Working with Con Edison, we'll hold their feet to the fire. But really what happened here was our agencies performed exactly the way we prepared them to perform, and they got the people and they provided the help people needed.
That's in spite of Bill de Blasio, because those agencies were training long before he was the mayor. I know I was a part of that. And we are the shining example up there in New York for a lot of the other fire and police departments. They come there to train with us, and I say us because I was there for 5 years. They come there to train with us. And I was one of the training officers up there as well. And people learn from us, and we learn from every incident. Every time we have something, we learn something new, which is what you do in emergency services. And hopefully the problem that they found will be corrected and it won't happen again. But what I was going to say was you always have to think about, did somebody put the grid down with a computer? Did they hack in? Was it sabotaged from within? You always have to think about that, because those sort of things have happened before. So that's the first thing that I thought when I heard about all those people without power up there in New York. But that was just my mind operating. But I'm glad that we found out, at least so far, that that wasn't it. Okay, back to the squad. Now, Ayok, Omar, Tlaib, Presley, their lives are getting more miserable the more they talk. I know that people are probably, they're getting their share of threats. They are talking about increasing security around them, which I get that. I understand that. But they're their own worst enemy. All they got to do is quit talking. And all Nancy's got to do is say, okay, ladies, that's enough. Go sit down at the table. We'll let you know when you can talk again. I'm just saying. That's what they. That's what Nancy would should be doing, but she's not. Oh, well, who knows? Now, don't forget today, I'll be up at Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain, be there from noon to 1:30, and we always have a good time there. We have a bunch of guys that show up, and every now and then a few girls, and it's a very nice time there. West Waters, off Veterans Expressway, just to the east between the first and the second traffic light on the right side. Can't miss it. Look for the big American flag and the Army trucks out front that say Mission Barbecue. We'll be right there from noon to 1:30. Come join us if you can. Now, the other thing is the new amnesty, asylum. Yeah, it's an amnesty. The new asylum regulation goes into effect today down there along the border. If the people don't do it correctly and apply for asylum when they get out of the country that they come from, in the very next country they come into, then they won't be allowed in here. Just the way it's going to be. They'll send them right back where they came from. And I think that's something that it's about time we started doing that. Now, I had someone ask me, how come we didn't do it earlier? Well, probably because of the Attorney General we had at the present time, or at that time, Jeff Sessions. I don't think that he ever thought that something like that could be done or would be done or whatever. And then Cassidy called me from Treasure Island and asked me a question about the Joe McCarthy days. And a lot of people remember that from school, if nothing else, when he went after the communist sympathizers, this, that, and the other. Now, the communists he went after were not politicians. They were doctors and lawyers and business people that were members of the Communist Party, for the most part, and those were the investigations that he was having. And several people got locked away, and I believe there was even more than that that was done. I think we had somebody that was put to death for spying, if I remember right, back in that period of time. But here's the deal, okay? What happened then could never happen today. The legal system, the mood of the country, it's a lot different. That was right after World War II, not very far after World War II, when that all of that happened. And, of course, communism, you know, the Reds versus the good guys, the Red, White, and Blues and all that. We've been through Korea, the whole nine yards. That sort of stuff just won't happen, at least not anytime soon. Okay, time to go for the day. And remember, here in this program, the Captain's America Third Watch, it's all about we the people. And we appreciate you and everything you do to keep this show going. And thank you very much for helping it grow and telling your friends and your neighbors about it. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. See you for lunch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.